The federal government says compact fluorescent lighting will save energy. Marshall denies that, but as he told WTVR in Richmond, he has other concerns as well.
Congress took mercury lights off the streets because they were a hazard, and they put them in your home.
The Republican says CFLs are dangerous, so dangerous that if you break one and walk through the debris, you have to throw away your shoes. Sean Gorman at the Richmond Times-Dispatch and PolitiFactVirginia.com decided to check on that claim. Sean, is Marshall right?
Well, these newer compact fluorescent light bulbs, or CFL bulbs for short, contain a small amount of mercury, which is a toxic metal. They definitely need to be handled with care, particularly if they break. Now, if one shatters in a home, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency recommends that the room be ventilated for 10 minutes or so. Homeowners should pick up the bulb debris with sticky tape and cardboard, but running a vacuum is not advised because that will spread the mercury vapor around. But the EPA does not specifically recommend throwing out your shoes if broken bulb debris gets on them. Now, to back his claim, Marshall pointed us to websites for agencies in several states that recommend throwing out clothing and shoes if mercury gets on them. But those are references to glass thermometer breaks and other spills that result in a much greater release of mercury than that comes from a broken bulb. Now, an average compact fluorescent light bulb contains about 1/125th of the mercury that's found in the traditional old glass thermometers. And we found actually government agencies in a half dozen states advising that shoes only need to be wiped off with a damp towel or wet wipes if the mercury from a broken glass bulb gets on them. We also spoke with Edward Groth. He's a former senior scientist with Consumer Reports, and he said throwing out your shoes would be a fairly extreme response. Instead, he just recommends leaving the shoes outside for several days to air out. So we rate Marshall's claim false.
Sean Gorman writes for the Richmond Times-Dispatch and for PolitiFactVirginia.com. I'm Fred Eccles.